North Dakota Senator John Hovind held a meeting today urging support for farmers and ranchers in the Phase 3 coronavirus legislation. Hovind today outlined the importance of supporting farmers, ranchers, and rural America in legislation to provide relief from the impacts of COVID-19.
But one of the points that I wanted to make, because I work with it so much, as do some of my colleagues that are going to join me here, and that's making sure that we're also addressing rural America, our farmers, our ranchers, agriculture, rural America. That's the food supply that everyone depends on every single day. And it's so critically important all the time, but particularly at a time like this when we're faced with a pandemic, that we keep that food supply working and moving the whole food chain all the way from the farmer and rancher all the way up to the consumer.
Dairy Farmers of America and Dean Foods announced the withdrawal of a plan for DFA to purchase Dean assets. DFA does remain in the running to purchase Dean assets, but the move allows for a more competitive bidding process. In a recent statement, Dean Foods says by avoiding unnecessary litigation regarding procedure and bid protections for DFA, all parties involved, including DFA, will focus on developing competitive and value-maximizing bids. The Kansas City Business Journal reports DFA, based in Kansas City, remains in the running to buy the nation's largest milk producer, but no longer has the inside track. A financial expert says if your tax preparer offers you an instant anticipation refund, make sure you ask about all the terms of that instant refund. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
And now, those financial wizards Chico and Groucho Marx talking about taxes.
Hey, I got an uncle lives in taxes.
No, taxes, you know, money, dollars.
Dallas, that's where my uncle lives, Dallas taxes.
You've got the brain of a four-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
Exactly.
Yes, Ohio State University consumer policy expert Lauren Jones, taxes don't hurt as much if you are due a refund, but if you have a preparer work your taxes up for you, Jones says be careful if they say to you something like this.
Rather than owing us any money for having us prepare your taxes, you get the value of your refund now, and once the government pays your refund, we'll sort of take that money and subtract what you owe us for having done your taxes along with an interest rate.
Later, you get the unexpectedly high bill. Now, if you need cash instantly, you may have to go with this, but these days with online filing, instead of weeks, you can have your full refund in as little as 2 or 3 days anyway. Not all tax companies charge interest on those instant refunds, but Lauren Jones says you should ask them about it and get clear on just what the deal is. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.